Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hello, and welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Tatiana Romero, and I'm talking to Brenda Chapman, who brought us the story of Elise Guy Plachet. If you haven't listened to that episode, now is a great time to go back and listen. Hi, Brenda. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Brenda Chapman, and I'm a writer and a director, but I started out as a story artist in animation. My first film was Little Mermaid. You may remember that one. And I was in animation all the way up through Brave at Pixar.
I love Brave. Brenda, how did you know that you wanted to grow up to tell stories through art?
I think I told stories ever since I was old enough to hold a pencil. I used to do this game with my mother called the Scribble Game. Some people may have heard of it, I don't know. But where she would make a little mark, a little scribble on a piece of paper, and she'd tell me to look at it and see what it was. So I would make something of it, whether it was a dog or a giraffe or a house or a tree or a flower or whatever. I would see something in it and make it. As I drew pictures growing up, I always had a story to tell about it. I just have always loved stories.
Was there a moment when you realized, I can do this as a job?
I knew I always wanted to do something with art, and I thought it would always be drawing. I went to an animated film in high school. For once in my life, I stayed for the credits. And I realized that all these people worked on these animated films. I didn't realize that people could make a living working on these films. And so when I saw the credits, it just, bing, it hit me. I want to do that. I can do that. And so after that moment, I sort of did my research without the internet. Because we didn't have it back in those days, and discovered how to write to Disney and ask them what I needed to do to get into animation. And they sent me some pamphlets for CalArts, California Institute of the Arts, and I worked really hard to get into that school. I didn't get accepted the first time I tried, and worked really hard for another year and got in the next year.
Was it hard?
I think the thing that was hard for me at the time was that I was very, very shy, and I loved story, and when I had to do a storyboard or story art, I had to stand up in front of people and pitch that story and convince them that it was the story they wanted to tell. It took me a long time to get over my shyness, but I had a lot of really wonderful people who supported me and encouraged me, and I managed to get past that.
So when you're coming up with story ideas, where do they come from? Like, how do you get started?
So first, I come up with an idea, and sometimes that idea is a character, a person, or sometimes it's an idea of what of a situation that can happen. And so I draw that, a little bit of it, on a piece of paper, and then I start writing all around that drawing, all these different words and phrases to help me build upon that one little idea, and then that grows into a story.
I feel like that's something all of us can do. Rebel Girls, you can do it too. At the end of the episode, go get a piece of paper, draw something in the middle of it, anything. A person, a thing, and then start jotting down notes. We'd love to see it. Have your folks share it with us on Instagram. Tag us at Rebel Girls. Okay, Brenda, if you could go back and give yourself some advice when you were a kid, what would you say?
Probably tell myself not to be so hard on myself. I was always very critical of less about my work than I was about myself, my body, my hair, my all of that. And I think if I could go back and just say, hey, you're beautiful and it's okay. You are you. You don't have to look like everyone else. Just enjoy what life you have. I think that would be the advice that I would give myself. It's less about my career than it is just about feeling good about myself.
That's good advice. Okay, finally, what makes you a rebel girl?
Oh, what makes me a rebel girl is my stubborn streak, I think. When people tell me what to do that I think is wrong or isn't the right thing to do, I say something and my shy little girl self sort of drops away and I stand up for what I know is right, whether that's for a story or film or something in society that's going on. I do speak my mind and I don't let people shut me down.
Thank you, Brenda. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And share it with all of your friends. Thanks for listening, and stay rebel.
Hi, rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.